Dreamscape presents Fractured Souls by E.A. Copen, narrated by Aaron DeWard and Matt Colrick. Chapter 1. Josiah. Most professionals wouldn't stop to light a cigarette while being stalked by a demon. I'd never been known for my professionalism, though. Flame sparked from my fingers, sizzling when the snow flurry struck it. I pressed the end of my cigarette to the fire and inhaled sweet relief while the demon followed me 20 paces behind. He'd been following me since the Saratoga Avenue stop, cap pulled low, hands shoved in his pockets, collar turned up, working too hard at avoiding detection. Conspicuous as a fart in an elevator, really. But that's demons for you. Not very bright. If the magic alarmed him, he didn't show it, nor did he slow his advance when I stopped. I let him close the distance just a little before moving on. If I'd been in any other city, I'd have turned down an alley and ducked behind a dumpster to wait for him. I'd found Brooklyn surprisingly lacking in accessible alleyways. The buildings were too close together, for one thing. You could hardly tell where one left off and the other began. Crammed together like everything else in the damn city, like the need for living space and fresh air was an afterthought. In the rare gaps that did exist, someone went and put up an iron gate, which wouldn't do. Iron was bad for magic. I'd be asking for it if I climbed over one. Besides, I was more worried about running into an American with a gun than the idiot tailing me. If iron was bad for magic, guns were worse. Guns made me dead. Couldn't get paid if I was dead. Graffiti was scrawled over a corrugated metal door under a pink awning to my right, the mark of a budding urban artist. I reached out to brush my fingers over the cool metal as I passed and decided to fill the silence with a whistle. It was late, and the weatherman was calling for a blizzard. For the time being, snow drifted calmly from the sky, blanketing the streets in silence. The shopkeepers had all shut down early to go buy bread and milk for the snowpocalypse. Iron bars slid by on my right as I passed another darkened window. I wished I had a stick to draw over them. A little music would liven up the chase at least. At the corner stood an old grocery and another corrugated metal door with more graffiti. I touched the door and moved on, slowing my pace. Had to give the poor bastard a fighting chance, didn't I? He closed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?